Hello. Welcome to another episode. This is episode 53, chapter 3, and we're discussing family matters. It's really important for you to actually go back to the very beginning, because you will have an understanding of what I'm going to be talking about today. This chapter is focusing on family issues, and this particular episode, to be specific, I am talking about blended families. Blended families. Okay. So, I'm going to be exploring the dynamics and challenges of blended families. This is when two separate families come together to form one new family. Okay. So it can be the woman is coming from a divorce, the man is coming from a divorce, they each have a child or children, and then because they are together now, they're married, they're a couple, obviously their children come together as well. So in this episode, I'm going to be discussing strategies to build a stronger relationship and also enforcing effective co-parenting and also fostering a sense of belonging among the family members, because most times there is that emotional neglect, there is that emotional void from either part, and it's simply because, you know, people have priorities, and sometimes it's not even intentional. You get what I mean? So the first thing to understand as a blended family is communication is very important, because as two people from separate families come together to form one unit, they bring dynamics, they also bring challenges from either side. So encourage open communication among the new family and create a safe space where everyone can feel comfortable to express their thoughts, where anyone can feel comfortable to talk about their feelings, and where anyone can feel comfortable to even share their concerns. Communication builds an understanding, it also resolves conflicts, and it strengthens this new family. Then number two is establish clear expectations. You have to set clear expectations of behaviors, right? Like rules of a house unit. I wouldn't know what your family unit should have, but I'm sure each and every family has a unique way of being a family. And if you have different behaviors, establish that. If you have different responsibilities and different roles within the family, that should be established, because that will provide clarity, and then it will also help reduce any confusion and it will avoid any conflicts, making sure everybody understands their role and contributions to this new family. Then respect individual differences. This is very important, because remember, you're coming from a separate family. You also need to understand that you're not the same, you're different. I come from a family where, like, you know, I wouldn't say I'm short, but like I'm normal. And then part of my blended family, they are tall, right? So there's an instance where we are teasing each other, they're teasing us, or teasing me specifically, that, oh, you're short. And then the opposite would be, oh, you're tall, right? For example. So respect individual differences. This can be physical, this can be emotional, this can be even character wise have that embrace of uniqueness, because you're coming from unique backgrounds and each family member is different. So you have to appreciate and understand each other's perspectives, and also have that empathy and tolerance and acceptance within the blended family. Stop the bad jokes and teasing each other. I don't think it's cool. Then build that relationship gradually. Like, For me, I'm set because, I mean, we've been a blended family for almost 20 years now. Yeah, actually, yeah, it's been that long, yes. And our family is whole, right? It's perfect. And it also took us time to get to that point where we understand each other, we built that relationship. It takes time, it takes patience, and allow family members to bond naturally without putting any pressures on each other, you know, or that immediate closeness, like, oh, now you're my sister or you're my stepsister, oh, we have to do this, we have to do that. I think allowing that natural flow of things will help. Also, I would encourage doing shared activities, spending quality time together, and fostering connections, you know, that will allow to create a shared experience and then a shared bond, and then everything else will fall into place. As two families come together to be one, there's family traditions. So establish new family traditions that involve each member of the family. This will create a sense of unity and belonging because, you know, it's a blended family now, and you have to acknowledge each other and respect each other's traditions from the previous experiences, because once something is part of you, it is part of you, and you just have to accept yourself just the way you are. For the parents, this is for you. Practice effective co-parenting. I love my stepmom. I love my mom. She's my mom now because I have embraced, I have accepted her. She loves me. And, you know, it took a long time for me to get to this point where I can actually say this. Because, you know, as a blended family, sometimes you're unhappy of the past experiences. So you kind of angry at the new setup. But, you know, having to go through healing and realizing the present and appreciating the present moment, that allows you to allow new feelings to come into place and acceptance. So I encourage effective co-parenting because it's very crucial. Parents need to work together. They need to communicate regularly and make joint decisions towards their children's well-being. They also have to support their discipline and their routines and constantly be there to maintain the stability of their children. Very, very important. Now, individual relationships, this comes to now, you know, between step parents and step children, supporting each family in building their own connection based on shared interests and common ground. Having that understanding that this is my wife's child or this is my husband's child, they're not my child, but I still have to treat them the same, because the moment you agree to be one unit and be one family, that means you are automatically responsible for that child, and they are under your umbrella. They are in your family unit. And because of that, you have to have a one-on-one relationship with that child. Understand each other. Know how they behave, how they feel, how their character. Open that room of communication to communicate feelings that sometimes don't process properly. You know, have that common understanding, and overall that will strengthen the dynamics of a blended family. Now, you know, you can try it on your own. You can also seek professional help. Consider getting family counseling. There are lots of counselors that help with such things because they will give guidance. They will facilitate the communication. They will help address conflicts. They will also blend this family together if you single-handedly failed to do so. Now, addressing loyalty issues. Also, recognize that loyalty conflicts, right, they can happen, especially with children, because children have attachments to their biological parents. This I have to emphasize, because children they have attachments to their biological parents. So now, as a step parent, the step children may not feel that attachment. So address that, right? Encourage open conversations about these feelings and validate each child's emotion. Reassure them that it's possible to love and to also be loved. And the fact that you are not their biological child does not matter because you are their parent now. So establishing that common ground that the biological children don't have an advantage over the stepchildren is very important, because there could be situations where the biological children take advantage of that bond and they automatically neglect or, you know, treat the other children otherwise, because they know you're not a biological child, so, you know, I come first, I'm more important than you. Whereas it's not supposed to be like that, because the parent will set a perimeter for all of the children to understand that you're the same. Right. Now, the last point I want to talk about is patience. Be patient with the blending process and understand that challenges will rise. Challenges will always be there. I am talking from experience. I've had so many challenges within my family. And for me to actually, yeah, for me to come up with this topic, it's also based with my 7 months of not being around, because whenever I am creating this content, I need to make sure I'm aligned. I need to make sure I'm 100% me. I need to make sure that I'm okay mentally, emotionally, intellectually, physically, and spiritually. I have to be whole. So I wouldn't want to create content for you when I'm not feeling okay. That's why I took that whole period of 7 months of not saying anything or not doing anything. Every single week that would pass by, I would always think of the times when I would drop 2 episodes every week, and I would feel like I'm losing out, or I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, or I would feel bad, like I'm not consistent. But not, you know, I had to take time to take a step back to realize that that was important. It had to happen for me to deal with my own personal things, because I need you guys to remember that me sharing all of this does not mean I'm better than anyone. It does not mean I have it easy. I also have my own personal things that I have to deal with. But when I deal with that, then I'm in a better position to share my experiences in order to help. There's a statement that I actually saw today, and I think it's important to share, right? This was on a status of one of my role models, and it said, "Hurt people hurt others, but luckily healed people heal others." And this is exactly what I'm also trying to do. Safe people shelter others, free spirits free others, enlightened people illuminate others, and love always wins. So shine your light of love on all who may come across your path in life, because what you do matters. This is very, very important. What you do matters. What you do each and every single day matters. And everything we do, either good or bad, has repercussions, has domino effects, has consequences. So it's a constant reminder that we have to be responsible with whatever we do. And the biggest thing is patience for me. Like, the blended process is something that you have to be very patient with and understand challenges will be there, but have a flexible attitude. You know, have some adjustments and adaptations in place. Focus on the progress rather than perfectionism, and celebrate the small wins in building a strong blended family. I am so happy to be saying this, because my own family life, health was deteriorating. It was terrible. But whatever happened had to happen for me to come back and share my stories and be able to help those that also need the help the most. So thank you for tuning in. Next topic, I'll be talking about healing and rebuilding. So enjoy, and I look forward to seeing you.